Blog Talk Radio.
Are you looking to take your social technology strategies to the next level? Then do we have a show for you. Social Geek Radio co-hosts AK Stout and Deb Evans chat weekly with innovative technology folks who share their experiences, tips, and tricks to help you take your business to the next level. Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Saying It Social and Deb Evans Consulting, LLC. To learn more about their unique services, including but not limited to speaking, consulting, and training, visit AK Stout and DebEvansConsulting.com.
Well, hi there. I love that announcer. He's always so pleasant to introduce us. But tonight, I'm not alone, but my co-host, AK Stout, had the nerve to decide to take vacation and go to the beach, which I'm so glad she got to do it. So I'm coming back from my mini vacation and running into Blog Talk Radio studio, and AK's on her way out. But tonight, I'm joined by a guest that's been with me before, and it's Deb Dobson. Hey, Deb. We call you Deb number two.
I am Deb number two, Deb number one.
It's so good to have you. So let's, you were on the show, which seems like many, many years ago, and we had not met. It was 2 or 3 years ago, I believe, wasn't it?
I think it was a couple of years ago, and it was because of AboutOurWork.com, which is a business social network matchmaking, so to speak, site.
That's right.
Dave, you know, I'm going to butcher his name, Newmaw. I totally butchered, founded, and I was on the show to talk about what we were doing with his company for social media.
I remember that, and you and I had followed each other for a little while before that on Twitter. We had mutual friends, Jenny Dietrich, and we were talking a minute ago about Adrian Dayton and a few others. So, but then, so you were on the show. And I'll remind everybody that in May, when I was in Atlanta, it just happened that you and I were both online on a Sunday morning. And I know we're not the only ones. It's like Sunday morning, people are on social media. And I'm on Google Plus. You and I usually interact on Twitter. And I was on Google Plus and had posted information about Fran Camp and the Charity Miles Walk and the tweet up. And you responded, and that's when I learned that you had moved from Kansas to Atlanta, and we got to meet each other in real life.
Which was so funny because I'm on Google Plus, typically not as much as Twitter, Facebook, the other platforms. So truly it was really unusual on a Sunday morning that we randomly collided, so to speak. So I end up in Atlanta. I was in Kansas City in the early stages of when I think you and I connected. At that point, I was doing IT and marketing for a law firm based in Kansas City. Ended up then at a law firm in Columbus, Ohio, which obviously missed the radar scope of you and I connecting, and then ended up you and I connecting in Atlanta, where I'm now doing primarily CRM management. So those unfamiliar with CRM, client relationship management software, database programs to help build good client relations, hopefully. And ended up doing a variety of other stuff with Fisher and Phillips.
Right.
But
so,
based on my background.
Yeah, you've got a very extensive background. So before we get into what we titled the show and about developing an app and everything, you and I were just chatting about this, is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's still very few law firms or people in the law industry that totally understands social and how it can be used for business. Now, isn't that part of what you're doing now and
building
relationships? And so, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I think legal, by its very nature, tends to be, shall I say, not the cutting edge in terms of being out there. And I think, you know, I think for a large part, probably due to the legal education on a whole. Legal is based particularly in learning on precedent versus looking forward. So what I have found in terms of legal is legal tends to be a little more attentive going into new technologies. So social media is fairly new in terms of law firms. I think a lot of law firms are grappling in terms of how do I embrace this new technology to do whatever.
Right.
And many of them are still using it in terms of similar to an email blast, you know, a snail mail blast. It's truly how do we use it to engage and really market and develop relationships.
Right. Well, and I can imagine that, you know, in the law firm, they certainly use it for monitoring the conversations when it applies to the law and somebody breaking the law, things like that. But it's I hear so few people talking about it. Engagement, as you just said, you know, how do you connect with your clients? How do you have a conversation with them by using social media? So, does your particular law firm, does it have like a Facebook page or blog? Does write blogs?
No. Currently, we don't. We're on Google Plus, fairly new to us. Twitter, we've got blogs. Our blogs encourage comments, so they're you know, and that is fairly unique. I find many of the law firm blogs will do blogs, but no comments, you know, which basically is a little anti-social.
So who handles the social media within the firm itself? Would it be a social media manager or an attorney?
Well, it typically ends up in terms of the social media side of things. My boss and I provide coaching for the folks.
Okay, very good. So now that gives us some history of who Deb is and how you got from Kansas to Atlanta and then the firm that you work with. What possessed you to get into the whole app development and then tell us all about the app and just A to Z. How do you develop an app, and what is your app that others can use?
That's interesting. So basically, I was brought into Fisher & Phillips in primarily the CRM role to really help leverage the CRM. My background, IT background, social media background also included managing programmers. So I got to know programming. Now, Deb, I cannot program anything, but I began to understand the programming cycle, what was involved, etc. So that ended up being my programming experience. So we ended up, the Fisher and Phillips Development Committee, we had just recently, we're in the process of launching a new website. The development committee wanted to develop an app that was useful. So many of the law firms out there who have developed an app, the app has basically ended up being a mini website or a link to state law PDFs. And what my firm development committee wanted to develop is something that companies could download and use that was practical for answering some question or some problem or some solution. So what we developed is for FMLA, Federal Medical Leave Act, for calculating based on what was the most commonly used calculation, which is, and I don't know a whole ton about FMLA calculation, but it is a rolling backward calculation for determining FMLA leave for an employee. So the app basically is for Android and iPhone, iPad, will calculate when the employee takes leave, when they come back, how much leave do they have left, and you can then email that to the employee or supervisor. So it's a very basic app, but we decided on that because we had a paper version or cardboard version of it that at every trade show or seminar that we did regarding FMLA, people loved having the cardboard app. So we said, hey, okay, they love this cardboard app. Let's make it into a digital app that folks could use.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, the app.
Got it. Now, the app is available, I guess, in the App Store for anybody to download, and is there a cost?
Correct. Nope. Yeah, it's free. It's available in the App Store and Google Play for Android.
And what's the, so that everybody knows exactly what's the name of the app?
So it's Fisher and Phillips FMLA Leave App.
Leave App. Very good. Okay, so you wanted to develop this app. Now, take us through the process of the idea of wanting to put a cardboard to an app. Who programmed it? How did you apply, I guess, within iTunes? Or what's the process?
Sure. So first off, I would say if your audience is thinking about doing an app, I really do recommend doing some type of app that is practical that folks are going to want to download and use. That was something that the development committee felt strong about, and I would concur. People don't want to simply download a web version of your website.
Right.
So we used a company called Saturnal Design that's in Seattle. They were the coders of the app. So in terms of app development, it's developing an app that, again, I'm trying to think, there are various free web programs out there that you can then post the app uploading it on Google Play or the App Store to test. And it's called Test Flight. So your developers can upload to Test Flight. Test Flight is a little web app that you can then download to your Android or iPhone and test the beta app, so to speak.
So
you test that app on Test Flight, and then when you've got the app ready for launch, then at that point, Google Play is extremely easy. You want to think about keywords in terms of the app profile. So how do you want people to be searching to find the app? So you want that in the profile. And then the App Store is a little more stringent in terms of reviewing an app. So Google Play, pretty much you upload keywords and it's going to be accepted. The App Store takes a lot longer. So you need to keep that in mind in terms of the launch date.
So you said a lot longer process, you know, or waiting for the review, a couple of weeks, a couple of months?
I'm trying to think how long. We ramped it up because what we did, we were doing a few changes up to when we wanted to launch the app. We actually launched the app at the National SHRM Convention. So that's the, for folks not familiar with SHRM, Society for Human Resources Management, because we focus on labor and employment from the corporate side. So we launched it in June at the National Convention. So we needed it on the App Store at that point in time. We were totally under the gun. So we ended up going through the App Store tech folks and iTunes to accelerate the approval process. Typically, I think it takes, I think it takes 2-3 weeks, but don't quote me on that.
That seems
so
pretty quick.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. So
now, when we launched it, but what was kind of cool is we set up QR codes in our booth, and people were literally downloading it from the booth.
Right. And did you have any trouble with trying to explain to people how to download it using a QR code, or you know how to put the QR code downloader, I can't think of the name, like scan or whatever. I was going to say, didn't you have to go back up and do that process first and then say, okay, now you can scan the QR code and download?
We had developed some really good UC guides. So we just handed that out, and I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, you're done, and they're off and running.
Mm-hmm. Now, some would say that, you know, the typical stories that you hear about attorneys, it's all about the money, da-da-da-da-da. But you guys developed an app, and it's free.
Yep.
That doesn't seem typical.
You
I mean,
know,
I, mean I,
I like, of course, most of my apps that I download are free, and that's the I think the norm for a lot of the apps, or they're very inexpensive, 99 cents to $1.99. But I would think that the development process costs your firm a considerable amount of money, or it costs you money to develop it. So why give it away?
Why give it away? And that's a good question. Yes, it did cost money to develop. And why give it away free? What we had found, and the way we end up deciding on the app is at every trade show and seminar that we have these cardboard wheel apps, people love them. We couldn't keep enough of them. So we knew it was something practical,
mm-hmm.
you know, that folks want to use. And why not give it away free?
Yeah.
You know, it's got our name on it, you know, so hopefully at some point someone might call. But,
right.
you know, it's practical. It provides value for folks.
I love it.
Why not?
I mean, and it certainly fits with the whole transparency and the giving and you know, of social media. So it makes total sense to me that it would be
of
that value add.
Well, and interestingly enough, we're in the process of, because that app calculates the most common type of, and again, disclaimer, I'm not an FMLA expert,
okay.
but that calculates the most common type of FMLA leave. We are currently in the development process for the next version, which will calculate intermittent leave and some of the other varieties of FMLA leave, and that app will also be free to download to anyone.
Very good. So is there a whole strategy behind the marketing of the app itself?
Well, the way we have marketed it at this point, one, sure, two, any conferences, seminars, appropriate webinars that we have done, through PR, through we've had some legal tech bloggers blogging about it. So I would say some of it's strategic and some of it organic.
Mm-hmm. I would assume that you receive reporting on the downloads, and if so, can you tell us about that? I mean, do you get information about maybe who's downloaded or how many downloads, so that you're better prepared to know that, okay, this is a great app and it hit the target audience that you were hoping for? Or are you finding out, like, oh, I didn't know that, you know, this group and this industry would find that app useful?
Actually, we have been getting good analytics, and I would
mm-hmm.
say we're at this point of, we launched, I'm trying to think, I think we launched third week in June, and we're over 900 downloads, which for a legal app, great at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully after tonight, we'll bump it up even more. The demographics, I would say, is what we were expecting. And we're a national law firm, and, you know, it's pretty much national. Beyond that, we don't have a lot of good analytics. But, it's we're happy. Right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, Do your analytics tell you that Google more Android users have downloaded versus iOS?
I'm torn.
You've probably heard me mention that, you know, in our family, my husband is an Android,
yes.
and I'm iPhone, even though I have a PC for my laptop, but I have my iPad. Oh, and it was the first time I went on a mini vacation. I did not bring a computer. I just brought my tablet and my iPhone. I was shocked. And I made it. I survived 3 days of just having those two devices and not having to haul anything else. But I'm torn looking at, you know, the all the newer droids that are coming out, the Galaxy 4S and all of that. And I started playing around with his and thinking, oh, I don't know. I might have to go back to an Android. So I'm just doing my own little kind of surveys, trying to figure out, okay, where are you? What type of user are you? What is your smartphone of choice?
You know, and that really is interesting. And that's something, you know, I hate to say it, I'm totally addicted to the app analytics. You know, so I keep gluing in to figure out who's downloading what device. But right now it's leaning toward the iPhone, iPad.
Okay. Good to know. You know, I guess for anybody that's developing apps. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and truly the app, I mean, it's, you know, same on either, so it's only preference of device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think too, it's a personal preference of how the device works or the platforms. So as long as you can get most apps now are both Android and iOS,
Now, what I would strongly recommend to folks, if they are thinking about apps, number one, think about, you know, an app that folks that's usable, that they're going to use. But number two, you know, really think in terms of if there is a time frame involved, the whole app submission process to the App Store, because that was a piece that was a little bit of a surprise to me in terms of what was needed, the time frame before approval, etc.
And what kind of support is needed? You know, your app is developed and it's been out there since June. Most of the bugs are all worked out, or is there still some things that come back and you have to go back to the developers and work it out? And you said you're already in the process of doing app number two.
Yep. Well, in terms of app number one, we worked out, and I would recommend this to folks, I mean, we worked out every bug off of test flight before we ever uploaded, which, you know, many software companies launch and then fix bugs. I would recommend anyone doing an app, you make sure you fix the bugs before.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the other thing I would recommend is, don't try to tackle the huge, we want everything all at once. Feel comfortable doing a basic, simple app and get that one out there, test it pre-launch, get it out there, and then do the so-called enhancements to do the next launch.
So is the next launch going to be would the next launch be just an update? You know, like I look at my iPhone, I swear, I think every day it says you've got 4 updates. It's like, really?
Yep.
I thought I just update. So you're really not producing a second app. You're just updating.
Correct.
Okay.
Current app. Correct.
Okay. So then that should go on all the time.
Correct. Correct.
Gotcha.
So then you get notified, you know, you've an update, and that's going to be all the new enhanced features of the new app.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things, you know that I have grandchildren, and I have those type of apps. I have children's apps, and I didn't, I never really thought about, like, app renewal. So one of the apps that I have for my grandson, who he just loves it. I was told by the app developer, because he had given it to me, the developer gave it to me 2 years ago, or maybe a year ago, to test it. And, you know, I was downloading it. I downloaded it, and we tested and played it, and we were talking via, because I think he's in, I don't know, he's in Russia somewhere. He's far away, but we were talking via social media. And I was saying, you know, when are you going to do another one? Because now my grandson is a year older, he's 3, and he loves this app, and it's still good, but he's almost at the stage that he needs the next, you know, the next version.
Right.
And I was told, he said, well, we didn't renew it, so don't ever delete that app. It's like, because it's no longer available in the app store. And I never thought about that, is that there must be, and he said they didn't renew it. So do you have that same scenario to where to keep it in the app store, you have to renew it every year or every 2 years?
You know, and I'm not sure if it's 1 year or 2 years, but I know you do need to renew it, but you get notified.
Right. You know. So there's another expense for you as a business that you've got this app. Me as, you know, the user, the consumer, thank you so much. You've made this app. It's totally free to me. But you've got a recurring expense and, you know, paperwork and applications and renewals. So,
to be honest, the renewal process, you know, this will be new to us. Obviously, it's our new app, but from what I recall reading, I mean, it's not complex at all.
Right.
And the fee is not high. You know, it's simply, it's nothing more than, you know, Netflix, every year I want whatever.
Right.
So it, we're not talking complicated at all.
But right. Well, I think with this company, I think their major issue was that they didn't have very many downloads. And that could have been 1,000. It could have been 15,000. I don't know what their goal or their expectations were. That, because I will tell you, from an educator, from a grandparent, from a user, it is very user-friendly. It is certainly has educational value. So there's a lot of value, but I don't think the company had enough money to market it to let others know about it. So then they decided, you know, to just stop the expense, you know, and developing it. It's one of those things I keep thinking, oh, if only I'd known, I would have helped. Because I want app number 2. I would have supported it. So it's a shame. Oh. It's a shame that companies like that will decide, we'll just let it go because
it's
not a moneymaker for them, I guess. So
No. And so now, you know, this app isn't for us, you know. But I think, you know, I think there are so many good possible apps out there for companies to develop.
Well, and I was just in the chat room talking to somebody that's in the chat room listening, and I found an app earlier today. I don't know how I stumbled on it, but it was for job searching. And I thought, oh, I should share this with some of my friends that are looking for a job. But I decided, it's one of the few times that I thought before I shared, I decided to go check the reviews. And go look at it. Usually I just share. And then I let somebody else do the double checking. And it did not have.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like, oh, why did I share that? Did not have any good reviews at all. I mean, it was really sad. So I didn't share it. But I'm thinking, you know, that's a hole in our industry. It's not legal, but folks there are a lot of people out there that are looking for jobs. And to me, that's like a no-brainer. Why aren't there more? And maybe there are, and I just haven't found it. I haven't had the need to look. But there must be some great recruitment type apps out there.
You know, I would think there would be.
I don't think there would.
Well, I would be surprised after, you know, you've gone through the economy diving. I would be surprised if there weren't really good apps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, thankfully, I, you know, haven't need to look for them.
Right.
But I guess there would be.
Right. And that's the thing, too. It's like if people, the industry waits until there's the need, they're behind the times.
Yeah.
It's like I think I'm going to start searching.
Yeah. And Dan's where I think if, you know, if companies are thinking about developing an app, think about something that their clients, their customers are doing. I mean, what are they doing to get to you? And is it some type of routine that you can develop an app for? And if you can't, that's going to be an app that gets downloaded.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's a need. I'm going to have to start looking for recruitment apps. I would assume, which I should not assume, but, you know, Monster and Career Builder, folks like that must have. Now, see, I just pulled it up. There's 7 cool mobile recruitment apps. So they're out there. We just have to...
it would be interesting to see how they work.
Right. How good are they? So I'll have to ask my friends that are out searching. I'll have to share this website with them and see what there is. So before we move into to geek it out, what else? Anything else you want to share with us about app development, the legalese of it?
Well, I truly think it's not unlike, you know, if you're blogging or producing content, think about what your audience wants or needs and develop for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we saw that folks were really going after the FMLA legal, so develop an app for them.
Right.
And then, and then one thing we did when we launched is then ask for feedback, which then we're integrating into the next version.
Yeah, you have to have testers. Well, for years I've wanted an app. It's just like, it's one of those things, you know, shiny things, nice shoes, purse. I just want an app.
No,
I don't know what
shiny toy.
It's a shiny thing. I don't even know what I can't get past step one of your piece of advice. You know, what do my clients need my app for? I don't know. I just want an app. You know, I'm like a child in a candy store. I just want it. And I want someone to develop it for me.
And you end up spinning because if you just want an app, you're spinning around trying to figure out what the app is.
I know. I can't. One day it'll come to me. It'll come to me to say, this is what I want. This is the app that I need to develop and on, and then I'll just produce it. But for now, it's just I just want an app.
Well, Deb, I would say simply listen to what your folks say when they come up to you, and that will be your app.
Well, you know, I have an app that's dear to my heart that I won't go anywhere without, and that's my Charity Miles app. So I did not develop it.
Oh, God, that's a great
but
app.
I am the brand ambassador for the Charity Miles app.
Oh, my
so.
God, you're the best ambassador for it.
I love that app. It just could not be any better. So, I wish, you know, you could meet us in D.C. when we're franchise folks are gathering. So I can imagine that so many of the folks that I'm going to be meeting in D.C. for the committees, I'm certainly going to share your app with them and see if I can let, you know, as many people I know, use that, and we'll certainly be using our Charity Miles app because we're going to walk in D.C. And I do believe that Gene Gerkoff, the founder of Charity Miles, is coming from New York City to D.C. because he's going to join us for our Charity Miles walk. So, and we're going to be walking for the Wounded Warrior. So I'm really excited about it.
Oh, great. Cool.
No, I have an app. I didn't develop it. I have my own app. I'll just call it Charity Miles.
Hey,
mine.
It's your I'm considering it your app.
It's my app. It's my app. So do me a favor and share your social profiles with folks that are listening so that they can follow you and find your app. Are you still with me? Oh, yes. You tell everybody how to, you know, where to find you on Twitter, Facebook.
So Twitter is at Deb Dobson. Facebook. Oh, God.
Not Facebook. Your LinkedIn or...
LinkedIn is going to be at Deb Dobson, Google+, same thing.
Okay.
So if you want to find me, Deb Dobson on any of the profiles. Law firm, Fisher & Phillips. You can search the FMLA app, and you will find the app on Android or iPhone, iPad.
Very good. And one last question, too. The typical user for the app, would it be any, like a small company, large company?
Typical user is going to be both small, large, government, nonprofit. It's going to be the human resource director, specialist, professional. So we do corporate law, so it's going to be on the corporate side.
Okay.
Although, having said that, you know, an employee could download it and figure it out themselves.
Okay. So they could, okay, because I haven't downloaded it yet. I was going to download it and just play around with it.
You need to play.
Oh, yeah. I'll test it out for you. And then, because the one thing, if I'm going to tell everybody about it, I need to know what it is I'm talking about. So I'll test it out, and then I'll share it in Washington. Good.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you're going to hang around and help me out with Geek It Out. So let's play our Geek It Out song. Okay. So AK shared a couple of Geek It Out sites with me. And if you're at your computer, Deb, you can help me test it out and make sure that you get in. So the first one is workflowy.com. It's workflowy.com. And I'm going to put it in the chat for our listeners. And if you get to it, let me know. But this site, it was funny. I saw it. I think Dave Delaney shared it one day on Facebook. And then I shared it with AK and we were talking about it. But what it does is it says it lets you organize your brain. And I did go to their blog site. And if you go to workflowy.com and then you go to the bottom of the page, you can go to their blog and a video will pop up. And it's a gal that talks about how she used Workflowy to organize her thoughts for her wedding. And you can share the work that you're organizing and this flow of the work. You can share part of the work. You can share all of it. You can add notes. You can export it. You can duplicate it. So it looks like it's a good app, I guess you would say, or a good website to use when you want to share more than what you would do like a Google Doc.
It does.
Mm-hmm. So what I think it's missing, and it could be there, but I didn't see it. I would like to see a flow chart. I like to see it in colors and graphs.
Yeah, I'm with
a little bit of more information, but it looks like something that would be good to use if you're working on the gal on the blog said her wedding. So there's workflowy.com. No, yeah, and it's something I have to play around with to see if it's something I would use.
Yeah.
Now, another site that AK shared with me, and this one, I think I'm really going to like it. It's called justdelete.me. I know. I like the name. So what this is, it's a directory of direct links to delete your account from, because you could have, and I wish AK kept account of how many social platforms she has. And she'll share something with me and I'll go to it and it's like, oh, I have a profile out there. I forgot that I've got it. But apparently this site lets you go to the various, all the lots of sites that are out there, Craigslist or Facebook or Cloud App or whatever, Delicious, and you can go and you can delete your profile information. So sometimes, and it even says here, you know, that some of these sites, it's almost impossible to delete your profile, and some it's fairly easy. But you actually go through, you click on one of these sites, and you go through it, and then you can delete your profile.
Oh, no.
So you can sign in, you can delete. So that's something a little different. But so that was
needed.
Yeah, it was needed. So somebody. Now, here's one that we found earlier this week, too. It's called Visify.com, and it makes a Twitter video. So it's www.visify.com/Twitter-video. And AK made one earlier today. I made one a few weeks ago. But what it does is it lets you make a video of your tweets, of the people that your biggest follower, people that you follow, the times of day that you tweet. So it just puts your Twitter bio or information into a video. So when we're done with the show, you'll have to check it out and make your own Twitter video. It's unique. It's funny to look at. Let me put it in the chat for our guests. Then I have just one more. Let me see if I can find it. This one is called Happify.com. It's www.happify.com. Now this site, it says, use Happify anytime, anywhere on your computer or your mobile phone. Spend just a few minutes each day on fun exercises and games that help you form life-changing habits. And I know I started a profile weeks ago, and then I got away from it. But I know there's a lot of times that people are, they're busy with work or they're just depressed or they just need some happy things. So this site shares stories. It gives you the whole science of, you know, being happy in life and how your happiness score goes up. It has a lot of information here to help you have a better outlook on your day. So it's just something fun that I think might be useful for everybody at certain times of the day. So those are the ones that AK has shared with me to share with everybody else. Do you have any kind of geeky sites you want to share with us, Deb, before we go for the night?
You know, I've been really boring. So my because of the nature of my CRM role, I've been focused more on business card apps. So CamCard is great if you're an iPhone. Do you use Sam?
Yeah. I have it on. I have so many apps on my phone that I tend to forget that I have, but I haven't used it in a while. So tell everybody how CamCard works.
So CamCard, if you are an iPhone or iPad user, literally you launch the app, take a snapshot of the business card, and I love it because it being in my CRM role or client relationship management software role, trying to get attorneys to add contacts and indicate they know them in CRM can be a challenge. So with CamCard, they literally snapshot of launch the app, take a picture of the card, and that contact them, they can and very easily into Outlook and just streamlines the process.
Right.
And it's really good.
Yeah, I do. I like that CamCard. It is very cool.
The other thing that's cool, you can send an invitation to connect on LinkedIn at the same time. We're close to it. So
very
CamCard.
Good.
LinkedIn.
It links on LinkedIn. So, and mentioning LinkedIn, there's an app that I have on my phone for LinkedIn contacts. Have you used that before?
Yeah, I love it.
I do too, because you no longer do have to go to LinkedIn and start searching for contacts. They're all right there in your contact list, and then you can go and you can send an email directly from that contact. So I do. I really like that.
Oh,
website.
I do too.
And
the other app that I love, I've been a huge Hootsuite fan, but I downloaded Tweetcaster for the iPad. Love it. And I love it because if I want to tweet longer than 140 characters, very easy to do.
Very good. The only thing with that is that if your tweet is longer than 140 characters and I go to retweet,
it cuts
it off. So that's the only thing. But, yes, that is very cool. Very good. All right. So we've shared lots of apps, certainly shared yours, and if I can make it happen, I'll get you to – see if we can talk to your boss and get you to D.C. so you can share your app with everybody.
Oh, man, I would love it.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And if you can't join me in D.C., you can certainly open up that Charity Miles app and walk in Atlanta. And we'll hopefully it'll just that rain will stop. So
thank you.
Thank you, Deb number two. And I will talk to you again soon. Yes, ma'am. Have a good night. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
It's a very geeky show. The time you listen to is mother. Social media. Social media. Social media.